This is KVNF's regional newscast for Tuesday, December 7th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Hot lunches at Ridgeway schools are limited right now. The Ouray County Plain Dealer reports the school district announced to parents last week that hot lunches will only be provided to kids on Mondays and Wednesdays. Staffing shortages are mostly to blame for the problem. The district has been trying to hire two cooks since before this school year started. Supply chain issues, which other districts experience too, are also part of the problem. There are delays in receiving orders, and some items are simply not available, making it difficult to plan menus. Delta County's positive COVID-19 cases slowed a bit in the last week, according to Darnell Placewise. Delta County tracked 69 new cases. The positivity rate is 6.7%, a significant drop from October. The county reported 8 new COVID deaths last week, though. Delta Health reportedly has 12 COVID patients. ICU beds there are 83% full. Unemployment fraud was rampant nationwide during the pandemic. Most oversight was postponed in order to get money out faster to those who needed it. The Colorado Department of Labor initially confirmed $30 million was issued fraudulently. But yesterday, the Colorado Sun reported a new audit finds the state may have paid out $73 million errantly. By June of last year, Colorado's Labor Department moved to high alert and added anti-fraud tools before many other states. It flagged suspicious accounts that, for example, had multiple claims at one address or were coming from out-of-the-country internet connections. The number of fraud triggers has since gone from 8 to 60 as of September and prevented more than $600 million in new attempts. However, anti-fraud efforts also resulted in thousands of legitimate users being locked out of their accounts. At least 7,800 unemployed Coloradans could not access benefits for weeks or longer due to fraud holds, and there are reportedly still people waiting for federal benefit payments today. The Emergency Rental Assistance Program, offering up to 15 months of free rent, has paid out only 15.2% of available funds in its first 6 months. Payments from the Pandemic Support Program to keep Colorado residents from becoming homeless are finally speeding up, with one-third of funds distributed in August after the State Housing Agency made changes to address payment delays. The Colorado Department of Local Affairs oversees the program. It's now paying out $6 million a week instead of $6 million per month. It has helped about 18,000 eligible Coloradans so far and paid out nearly $105 million as of August 31st, according to data from the U.S. Treasury. The rental assistance money comes from two federal relief packages that split Colorado's share between the state and 11 high-population cities and counties. When the national eviction moratorium ended in August, the State Housing Agency saw a 25% increase in rental assistance applications. Congress has a chance to chart a new path for public lands management by fixing a system that many say has prioritized oil and gas profits above all other uses, including outdoor recreation. Eric Gladys has more.
President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act includes reforms for oil and gas production on public lands first introduced by the Reagan administration. Pagod Jalali with the Colorado Fiscal Institute sees the reforms as an opportunity to hold companies accountable for environmental costs and to fix a program that a recent Department of Interior report found to be outdated and broken.
It benefits oil and gas companies and harms public lands and habitats and exacerbates climate change and puts huge financial burdens on communities and taxpayers.
Taxpayers lost out on more than $12 billion in oil and gas revenues between 2010 and 2019, according to analysis by Taxpayers for Common Sense. Build Back Better would increase royalty rates that companies pay for extracting resources on public lands for the first time in more than 100 years, a move industry groups say would increase costs and limit production. According to a poll conducted earlier this year by Colorado College, 78% of Coloradans say that oil and gas development on public lands should be stopped or strictly limited. Jalali agrees that the reforms could increase costs to oil and gas companies.
They have been profiting from these public resources that belong to all Americans, and they have not paid the fair return to taxpayers.
The Interstate Oil and Gas Compact Commission estimates that there are more than 740,000 so-called orphan wells across the U.S. Jalali says Build Back Better would increase bond amounts companies have to put up before drilling to cover costs of reclamation.
Oil and gas companies, when they are done with the production of the well, they just abandon the well or they declare bankruptcy. And then the communities and taxpayers are left with huge costs of cleanup.
This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Sharing Ministries Food Bank serves 5 counties on the Western Slope. Since the start of the pandemic last year, the food bank based in Montrose has seen a 32% increase in new client visits. For KVNF, Laura Palmisano speaks to Sharing Ministries Director Onita Doyle about how the nonprofit is coping.
How has the pandemic changed operations for the food bank?
Last year, when the pandemic hit, we started a home delivery program. And so now a lot of our clients are getting home deliveries on a monthly basis, and it makes it easier, especially for our seniors, since they're either homebound or, you know, high risk. It makes it easier for them. We have a lot of high risk people that we're serving that way. We're also going out and we're meeting the homeless where they're at. We also have, you know, everyone still coming in. We saw last year an increase in the nonprofits that we were serving, their needs, and so we just started distributing more.
Given that you've had increased demand, how has that put a strain on the food bank?
I think the biggest thing has been decrease in volunteerism. When the pandemic hit, many of our volunteers left due to COVID. They stayed at home, they sheltered in place. We had about 80% less volunteerism than we had in years previous. We're just now getting some of our volunteers back, and it's a struggle, especially since we're serving 5 counties. Last year, we distributed, you know, over 450 tons of food. When you only have about 20% of your workforce, it makes a huge difference on the nonprofit. So I think that's been our biggest struggle, because we are open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and it takes a lot of manpower to operate the food bank. So we're always looking for new volunteers.
Other than volunteers, what are the other needs the food bank has?
Well, we can always use canned goods, cereals, pastas, rice. We are a food ministry only, except for the fact that a couple of years ago, we started a sock ministry because we saw that there was a great need here in the community of people needing clean, dry, and new socks. We started this sock ministry on a trial basis, and as of today, a couple of years later, we've distributed over 20,000 pairs of brand new socks. So we're always looking for donations of new unused socks from all sizes, from infant all the way up to large men's.
Are the holidays some of your busiest times?
This is a busy time of year. We always see an increase in the amount of people who are coming through our front doors and the nonprofits we serve. And so November and December are always very busy, and we are always looking for the donations and financial donations.
That was Onita Doyle with Sharing Ministries Food Bank speaking to Laura Palmisano. That's it for Tuesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.